From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of September 5th, 2016. This week, we feature another mystery sound. Have a listen for about 15 seconds and see if you can guess what's making the following whistling sounds. And here's a hint. As fruits and flying insects wax and wane, this winged creature's food habits also change. If you guessed a cedar waxwing, you were right. If you've ever gotten a good look at this 5-inch-long bird, you may have seen its distinctive black mask, yellow or sometimes orange tail bar, and bright red waxy secretions on the wings, from which the name waxwing comes. Cedar waxwings occur throughout Virginia and in all seasons. The other North American waxwing species, the Bohemian waxwing, has only been observed occasionally in a few Virginia counties. Cedar waxwings are large fruit eaters, whenever fruits are available on vines, shrubs, or trees, including cedar trees, whose seed pods can provide a major part of the bird's winter diet. Often the birds will gather in large groups at a fruit source. Cedar waxwings' high fruit diet sometimes leads to flying drunkenly when the birds consume older fruits whose sugar has fermented into alcohol. But when fruits are scarce, cedar waxwings turn largely to insects, particularly the adults of species with aquatic immature stages, such as mayflies, stoneflies, and dragonflies. At a Virginia pond or stream in summer, you can see cedar waxwings darting off a tree perch for a mid-air capture of emerging or swarming aquatic insect prey. That flying ability can be on display in winter, too. Some people have reported seeing cedar waxwings catching snowflakes. With their dashing colors, darting flights over water, and often dense flocks, cedar waxwings are a fascinating feathered treat, unless you're an adult aquatic insect. Thanks to Lang Elliott for permission to use this week's sounds from the Stokes Field Guide to Bird Songs. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, and information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close the show. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.